Oui, Hashem. Le Pasuk Pasuk that supports this. It says, Kashivaer Hagolo Atumoy. Because of that, we know that Uviah means Shem. Without that, you wouldn't have known. Taking a long time, because Kashivaer. The only reason why we know that the Pasuk's talking about Shem, because there's another Pasuk that translated it, Kashivaer Gadol. What else could we have established it for? What else could we have said of here? Means he can. You want to say means can? See, we know that this is Yigach, Yigach. Perhaps it means regal, perhaps Uviah means regal. Come, see, it says already. Says Shilach. It's, we need it, right? So, that's a familiar, individual, regal. Perhaps Uviah means regal. How does Mamela, how does Shalach Shluchi? And there's a difference if it goes Mamela, or if somebody sent it out. Maybe both of them are referring to Shem. Maybe. Both of them referring to Rega. Both of them referring to Rega. Why do I need two Psukim? Because one Pasuk would tell me if it goes on its own. And one Pasuk tells me only if you sent it out. Or we should say that way around. If you just sent the Shilah, you just thought only if you sent it out. That's why you'll be telling me Rega, even if you didn't send it out. That's why we needed the Pasuk to teach us, no, don't make that mistake. Ubiya doesn't mean regular. Ubiya means Shem. Shilah means regular. Ubiya means Shem. Ba'ashadoiki Hashem. And now that we've established it for Shem, regular the ultimate made of an honor. How do we know if regular goes on its own that wasn't sent out? How do we know that one would be chayiv for that? Lumye the Shem. If we compare it as a hekesh, compare it to Shem. Ma Shem lo yishonon shluchi. Just like with Shem, there's no difference if he got sent out or not. Why? How do I know the Meshen even if it didn't get sent out? Yochayev?
Because it's a
Because it doesn't say Bishalach, it's a Leviyah. Right? Says Rashi.
the Pasuk Ish Sadeh Okeret. Does it mean sending out?
No.
No?
No.
You don't translate that way? David? Don't say we don't translate that way? Well, why haven't we translated Ish Sadeh Okeret?
Yeah, what do you want it to be?
Rashi says that it's like both leads out. Is that it's like a verb?
Yeah. Yeah, we still have here. What's Rashi say? You have the Rashi there? Anyone have a Chumash Moise?
Yes.
Shakriya. So and a man will lead an animal to a field all the way out. That's the translation here. Rashi, Yab'er Espiyoi, all these words share the basic meaning. Rashi didn't say that. No. I mean, this one, Yab'er, Yodek Be'imoysov B'Seldev V'Cherem Shechad Be'er V'Yazik Oysoi Be'achatz Mishtehev Oy B'Shuluach Espiyoi Oy B'Biyo. The person will lead his animals into a field into a vineyard of his friend will damage him in one of these two ways, either through sending his animal or through its consuming. So the word kiyame doesn't mean necessarily. that he will send him to it. That's what I mean. Kiyam air, what will lead his animals there, and then animal will damage either by him telling his animal to eat that or by just the animal stop eating. Right, so Yav air itself doesn't mean that he sent it there. He just brought him there to a place where he could. So where are we holding? Oh, so how do we know in the end of the day, even if he didn't send it? We said it's a hekesh, just like by Shem. It's even if he didn't send it, so to by regards, even if he didn't send it. There's one Rashi, Ma Shem Lo Shno. First line of the right word, of the third word on the line is Lo Shno. Ma Shem Lo Shno. To Lo Yisipe Vishirach. So back to the Gemara. Vahashto to Oiki Hashem. No, we just said that. Sorry. That's right, right?
Yes.
Why didn't the Torah just write Mishilach? And you won't need over here. The Mashmah regular Mashmah Shen. Here, the Gemara now introduced a Chiddush that Shen also, Shilach means Shen. Why? Mashmah regular, we know already. Yachsiv Mishalchi regular, Ashrei Bechamoy, that we know. For Mashmah Shen, Tersiv Vishen Behemois Ashalach Mo. It's a new pasuk that we've never seen till now. The Vishen Behemois Ashalach Mo. So you see, we use the word Shilach for Shen. So, Mele, why do we need the pasuk of Bia? Just say Vishilach, and I'll refer both to the Shen and Dragon. So, the Gemara Yilav Kari Seir, if you wouldn't have had an extra pasuk, Hava Amine, Oiho, Oiho. I would have thought, well, can't learn. Both, but one of them. Which one? Well, each one's got a particular mile. Oi, Regel, maybe Regel. Regel's got more of a mile than Shen because it's Zikamotsu. It is much more common the damage it can do. Oi, Shen, maybe it should be Chayv Shen, the Ishanol is Zikam. Each one's got one reason why it should be the one that's Chayv. So, Mele, if you wouldn't have another Posko, I would have thought only one of them. Which one? I don't know which one, but one of them. For the Gemara, Mechti Shkulin, if them since they're both equal, they both have equal weight. The Avoyushneim says so. The Torah is saying, "I'll come Chayv for both." The Haim and Haim Mafkis. Which one would you exclude? Each one's got equal weight. There's no reason to say that it should be more Shen than Regel, because the Chon Shen's a law, but Regel is a Zikamotzu. The Chon Regel is a Zikamotzu, but Shen is a law. So each one has equal weight. So therefore, the Torah uses one word, it means both.
Let's learn both of them from this one thing. This is which one you leave out?
Because which one would you leave out? Generally, there's a because. Right.
So we were forced to learn two.
Right. If there would be one stronger than the other, then we'll say, oh, we're learning the more common one, and the other one's out the window. Since they're both equal, so which one have you got a right to leave out? So therefore, I'll call for the Torah saying both of them are high. There is a because.
It's not problematic from the two things from one word.
No.
Is it?
No.
Is it because they're so intrinsically linked?
No. No, because the only reason why you can't learn two things from one pasuk is because since there's only one pasuk, it should tell us. We've only got a right to use it for the most obvious. And anything which is more chomor won't be included. Anything which is more of a chiddush won't be included. Unless the Torah is machadish and I'm a posik for that. What happens when you have two things which are of equal weight? And the Torah referred to both of them.
Yeah. Is it possible that the Michdish Kulin was still part of the question? Like the statement of Oha Oha? I would not have known which one. Since they are both shuffled, I would not know which one. And then the Gemara says, they have both shems, so both of them.
No, the Gemara said the one. Ilav Kroy Seya, have him in a Oiha, Oiha, either. Oiha, get the Zygmunt. So, Shem, the Ishanam is it. So, Mela, we need another posuk to tell me both.
So, I'm asking, can you continue on reading Mikdish Kulin since they are? I would have said, oh, ha, oh, ha, Mikdish Kulin since they are both. Since I'm just proving to you that they're both equal.
The Gemara is coming to tell me why you need another pasuk. Ilam kro yisei, I would have thought this. Now the Gemara is saying that you don't need another pasuk. The Gemara asks the question, why do you need two pasukim? I don't know what I'm from Mishilach. The Gemara said, no, because if I wouldn't have had another pasuk, I would have thought, oi ho, oi ho. From Michti, the Gemara is saying, no, you could learn both from one pasuk.
So I'm asking you, Michti is definitely,
there's no other way of reading it. I'm asking you, Yossi. Yeah. The Gemara till Michti was coming to say that you need both pasukim. Because if I wouldn't have had two pasukim, I would have thought, oh, either this one or this one. That's what the Gemara is saying till Michti.
Yeah.
That was coming to tell me that you need two pesukim. Now, what do you want to say from Michti?
You
do need two pesukim?
I'm asking if you can read it.
So tell me how you could possibly read it that way.
Michti Shkulin, since they're both equal, you need two pesukim because you would not have known how which one to choose.
Okay. Why do you need two pesukim? No. Hi, my Mavkis. Which one would you exclude? Why should you need two pesukim? No, no, no. Like Rashi says so, look at Rashi. Michti Shen Veregel Shkoline Shein Zeh Chomo Mizeh. One is not more Chomo than the other. Shari Bishneem Yesh Bem Tzad Chomo, but both of them Shen Veregel is a Tzad Chomo. Ve'evoyu Shneem Me'vishilach. Let's learn both of them from Vishilach. Time and I am Afkes. Which one would you not learn from it? What's name Shavim? So maybe you can learn both from Mishilach. Right? So that's the most going back. We had the question say learn both from Mishilach. We wanted to say no because you wouldn't have been able to know both. So we only thought one, says the Gemara. No, since they're both equal, you learn them both from Mishilach. Answers the Gemara, it's true. You're right. Bemet, you could learn them both from Mishilach. It's true. So Kedai Tachamine. Hani Melihiki the Shorach Shluchi. I would have thought that had we only had Mishilach, I would have thought you only chayev if you actually sent it. Aval also Mimele, if it went on its own, Loi, if it went on its own, you wouldn't be chayev. Why wouldn't you be chayev if it went on its own? Because the Apostle didn't say Mishilach. The Apostle said Mishilach. Kamashwalam, your beer tells me you're chayev even if it goes on its own. So Mimele, at this stage, what's Vishilach teaching me? Shen and Regel. I know I'm Afkis. What's a beer telling me if it goes on its own? So Rashi says slightly different to that. Says Rashi, Kumash Malon, Itzrich, the one before, Itzrich. Itzrich Leo beer. The Afkis, maybe Shilach, had we just done to Vishilach, Hava, I mean, I would have thought, honey, mini. When he sent out on purpose to go and pasture in the field of his friend. If it went on its own to eat without him intentionally sending it there, you wouldn't be chayev. To tell me you're chayev. And Rashi says, Akivan the nafkalon shem the memeda. Since we learned Shem from Rabiel, Shem of Amel Rabiel, Asir Regel, Vial Fermine. Learn a Regel now from Shem, that even Regel goes on its own, would be Chai. Yeah. Kamashalon would be here. Kamashalon be here to tell me that.
Even if it goes on its own.
Now Rashi says. Since we derive shen of going on its own, teeth, eating, going on its own, once we derive ubiyah to tell me shen de memela, asi regel bialfa mine, now regel will be derived from shen because of a hekish. So Rashi in the end of the day is telling us that ubiyah is coming to tell me Shem. It's not coming to tell me Regel. Ubiyah is coming to tell me Shem. It's coming to tell me Shem de Memele. And Mishilach is coming to tell me
Shem.
Well, Regel. Definitely come to tell me Regel, right? Because Shilach is coming to tell me Regel. How will I know Regel de Memele? I will learn out from Shem, right? The maise could also be that the shelach would be telling me shem, because the shelach can mean shem. Once I got a posuk of avia to tell me shem to amela, so I don't need the posuk of the shelach anymore to tell me shem. But if already you're chai for shem or going out on its own, certainly you'll be chai for shem if you sent it. So at the end of the day, Rashi is telling us that avia is shem amela. The shilach is regal, and regal you learn out from Hashem to tell me. Amen. Okay.
Not both Hashem and regal for shilach.
According to Rashi's learning, you wouldn't need it anymore. According to the simple reading of the Gemara, it's not like that. Forget it. Shilach told me both Hashem and regal, and Ubiya told me the din, both of Hashem and regal going out on its own. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says Ubiya means Hashem. Ubiya means Hashem. Once your request was you don't need Ubiya. Once we need Ubiya to tell me Mamela, so Mamela, Ubiya means Shem. Like we knew, because if I got out of my, that Ubiya means Shem. Tosis.
You can't say that they both mean Shem, Regal?
They're both Ubiya.
Sorry, they both mean Shem?
Well, the Mishilach and Ubiya mean Shem. We know Mishalcha Regal, Asher Mechamoy, that Shilach means Regal. We have a posuk that tells us that Shilach means Regal. Had we not had that posuk of Mishalcha Regal, Asher Mechamoy, then you're right, we would have been able to say that both mean Shem. But we do have that posuk, so Mishalach means Regal as well. So it was maybe it means Shem as well. Then why do you need a beer? You need a beer to tell me Mamele. Once you tell me you need a beer, tell me Mamele, then we revert back to say that Ubiya means Shem.
Right? Shilach means Shem.
Shilach is Biyuri. Shilach itself can mean Shem and Regal.
So they both of them mean Shem.
But the Shilach also means Regal.
I understand. So teach me only the lesser.
You've got, they're both the same. Shem and Regal both have a reason to be Chom. Shem is Hanor. Regal is Hazeki Motzu. So if you say Vishilach, it means both. There's no way you can exclude one. So Vishilach means Regal and Shem. Just really, you wouldn't have needed Ubiya. The only reason why you need Ubiya is because going on its own. Now, the word Ubiya actually means Shem. So maybe we now know Shem going on its own. So what's Vishilach now? Vishilach now going on Regal. That's how Rashi seems to have the sugya. Right, Rashi. Tosis. Dumye de Regel. No, we did that one yesterday. Vashem Beim is a Shalach Bo. We have two Tosis to do. Vashem Beim is a Shalach Bo. Vashem Beim is a Shalach Bo was a boss to tell me that Shilach can mean Shen as well. Even though generally we say behemoth ish and eris kenochosh, the behemoths that have poisonous venom like a snake, venushkois umamisois, and they bite and they kill, that's considered neshicha, should told of the keren, that's a called keren. So the question of Tosis is, now we were saying that we learned out from the Shem Beim is a Shalach Bom that it's Shem. The Shilach is Shem. And it's not true. That Pasuk is talking about Chaisois and Choshim. And it's talking about things which we generally consider to be Keren. It's a good aura, we saw that at the time. It's a machlokes, but kavanos el hazik, that's a simple answer. If it's kavanos el hazik, then it is keren.
So, mashmah, it doesn't have to be a
shinoi.
As long as
kavanos el
hazik, that's the main
nikuda
that looking for keren.
That's not. We spoke about this. It's a tesis of Dr. Zvon, that says not of it, Dr. Zayn. We then, Dr. Zayn, where tesis seem to consider nochosh to be a shen, because it's normal for it to do it. That's our thesis. And we mentioned, I think it was Nochum about it. But yeah, that's how in this case, Tosfos here is taking on that it's Karen. If it's Kanos and Azik, it's Karen, even if it is not, even if it's not unusual. Even not unusual. We had similar, we had the design, we have to see Russian Tosfos on that, and then you'll have to remember that the Tosfos of Gimel, that is contradictory. We'll see in a second. Okay, it says Tosfos, Abal Gad, the Amin of Alma, the Amish Yisham Eres, Kenohosh. She told her the Karen. So why are we saying it's Shen? We call Mokim Ayri Nami. The Pulse is also referring to Chayis Rois Shedosu V'Ochlu L'Osam. That they are doing it for their own benefit, which is Shen. Look at the Targum there. Shen Behemois. Shen Behemois V'Shen Dechayamor. A wild animal.
Shem Chayos.
What?
Rav says Shem Chayos.
No, Shem Behemoth. And then go off to the Magma of Shem the Chayabo. What do you have?
I have Shem Behemoth, Shem Chayot, Bara.
Okay. Okay, fine. Shem Behemoth. But the point is, the Pashto Shem Behemoth, the Shanapon Behemoth, that bite, they don't normally do it for their own benefit. We said they don't normally eat meat, so they must be doing it just to kill. And if so, it should be under the category of Karen. That was Tosfos's question. Shen behemoth is shalachvom. Is talking about behemoth biting. Behemoth biting should be Karen. And we're saying in Shen, answer is no, but Shen behemoth is referring also to chayus. And chayus do it because they want to eat the meat. How do we know that behemoth means chayah? First of all, the Targum there says it means chayis, chayis vor, wild animals. And second of all, with something which we learned once before, that zoisa behima shetechelu ayol tzvi v'yachmol, that starts with behemoth, moves on to chayis. And then we learn that chaya bechlal behima. Chaya is included in the category of behemoth. So shem behemoth, a shalach vor, is referring to animals per se. Animals which are behemoths and also animals which are chayos.
But why was Tosfos entertaining that a nachash is a behemoth?
No, the Pasuk says behemoth.
I understand.
And what's the Pasuk say? Vashem behemoth. Vashem behemoth a shalach bom. What's the behemoth a shalach bom doing? Have a chumish chance? No. No, I can do it on here. But I'm not. It's, yeah, Vashem behemoth a shalach bom.
Okay, but it usually means domesticated animals.
Right, a shalach bom to bite them, right?
So
why are they, what are they biting them for?
Dogs.
Yeah.
Chicken
stone,
whatever it's called, chickens.
Yeah, we saw it last time, the pause again. V'shen behemis mizei ro'a v'lochume yireshe v'ketem meriri v'shen behemis a shalach bom im chamas zoichle awful. As Rashi said, the Shem Behemos, these behemos will bite and kill, together with Chamas Zichli Ofo. Eres Nechoshim HaMahalchim Al Gechoinom Al Ofo Gemayim HaZichlo. So these behemos will bite together with snakes. So they'll be killing them, similar to how snakes are biting off the Ofo. They're biting to kill. These behemos will be biting to kill. That's a simple translation of the Pasuk. If they're biting to kill, then the Karen, it's not Shem. Answer is, it's also for biting for Ano. Isis behemoths, and behemoths aren't like that. No, behemoths can be chayos. And the Targum says, chayos bo, or chaya bo, depending on your gears. One more thesis, and then we conclude our chazal. Itzchich, sorry about the Ramine, Hani Mili here, the Sholok Shluchi. Had we had just the Shilach, I would have thought only a few sentences. Frank Toises, Tikshi Ashto, why don't we have now the question, how the Parech Le'el, Taima, the Kosra Achmano, Kashi Yivai Agol. Before we ask, why do we need the possible beer to tell me Shem? What else could it be referring to? Why do I need the possible to tell me of beer, Shem? What else could it be referring to? It can't be referring to Regel, because the regel says Shira. So what else? So we said, no, it might be referring to the regel, and come to tell me, even if it goes me, right?
Everyone?
It might be referring to regel, and the reason why it says Obir is to tell me, even if it goes also. Right? So maybe you need the positive because you have a golol to tell me that beer means shen. Now that we know Vishilach means shen and regal, so now we have a possible beer. So what's this possible beer come to tell me? What's this possible beer now coming to tell me? So this is in Tema Tikshi Ashto. Now we have a question. How the part le'el time the kosmach mono kashivaya hagolol. Now, what does this mean to ask? What does this mean to ask? It means like this. The Gemara says, oh, you know what beer means? Beer must mean regel, shen, because I've got posel kashirbaya hagolol ad tumay. That's what the Brisa says. The Brisa says, v'shila akhid regel, shach regel shirbaya. V'shirbaya zwa shen, v'chein ho'oimah kashirbaya hagolol ad tumay. Without that pasuk, I wouldn't know your chayv for Shem. Right? I wouldn't know your chayv for Shem. So this has got a question now. Now that we know Bishilach means Shem and Regel, so you don't need the pasuk of Kashi Yivaya Gola Atumori to tell me that Beer is Shem. Because I know Shem. I don't need the pasuk to tell me what Kashi Yivaya Gola Atumori is. I know Shem already. So why do I need to bring that pasuk on? Why did the Braisa bring the pasuk of Kasha Yevaya Hagorol Atu? To teach me Shen? Shen I know. How do I know Yochai for Shen? Shira. So why do I need this pasuk now to teach me Kasha Yevaya Hagorol? Why did the Braisa need to bring this pasuk to teach me Kasha Yevaya Hagorol Atu? Let's taste this Kasha. Let's see inside. In Toima, now that we've finished Maskonas HaSugya, and the only reason why it says a beer is just to tell me even if it goes on its own. And Tema Tikshi Hashto, now we should ask Hoda Parech Le'el. That what we asked earlier. What did we ask earlier? Tema Du Kotsu Vachmano Kashi Vahagoro. The only reason we know that Yochai Peshen is because we've got a Pasuk of Kashi Vahagoro. That's the question we ask. Why do you need that posuk? What else would we say it? What else would we say that this posuk is referring to? Now you can't answer like we answered before. Before we said, no, that's all referring to regel. One's talking about regel, the odds on the made. One's talking about regel, you said. And now it can't all be referring to regel because we know the shilach means shen as well because it says. So I know that Mishilach is referring to Shem. So why do I need the posuk now of Kashiyavai Hagola Atumoy to teach me that beer means Shem? What else could it be? Right?
Yes.
So there's a Kash. One more time. I'm happy to say more.
The posuk of Kashiyavai.
The Gemara said, Kashi Yivaya Gola Atum, that was the Makor to teach us that Yochai for Shem. Why? Because the Bosa said it'll be here. And we have a Bosa Kashi Yivaya Gola Atum, it's still not Shem. So now we know that Yochai for Shem. How do you know Yochai for Shem? Because it'll be here, must mean Shem. So now we know Yochai for Shem. That's what the Gemara said. Kashivai got a tumor which is in the Lochi Mali. Right? So Gemara said, why that need it? What else could it be referring to? So he said, no, because if I wouldn't have the posuk of Kashivai, I got a tumor, I would have thought there's no liability of Shem whatsoever. And all the psukim are talking about regel. Bishilach is regel, or beer is regel. So this is, now that we've learned that Bishilach means Shem and regel, so now I don't need any more the pasuk kashivaya gola atumi to teach me what regel, what shen is. So I know that mishilach means shen already. Shen beimis ashalach bo. So why did the Braisa bring the pasuk of melachim to teach me what shen is? It's a question on the Braisa. Says Tosfos Yesh Leima, Tarachi Kama Babraisa. This is what the Braisa meant. The Ilu Loi Nema. First word on the line is the Heikuf.
Oh,
no. Sorry. This is what the Braisa meant. The Ilu Loi Nema. B'shilach. Had we not had the posuk of B'shilach, which would teach me Shem, have a mafkinon, we would have been able to derive Mikashi Vagolol from that posuk what Shem is. That was true. Now we have the posuk B'shilach, we don't need it. The Bryce is telling me, if we wouldn't have had the posuk of B'shilach, I would know still that it would be a mean Shem, because the posuk says Kashi Vagolol ad Tunu. We have a similar type of braisa, which ignoring a posuk and saying, if I wouldn't have the posuk, this is how I would know it in the fifth pair of Mitzir, called Ezehu Neshech. Atkam de Vitoisis. So Toisis said that if I wouldn't have had the posuk, not about Toisis asked, why do I need the posuk of Meshach El Vikashivai Gora Al Tumoy to teach me what Shen is? I know it. Because I know that the Shilach means Shen. I know it already. So this is you're right. You don't need the Pasuk Kashi like Tumor. You know that the Shilach is Shen. You know you're Chai for Shen. End of story. There is one Nekudot Tesis still that needs speaking out.
The
price brings it. If you wouldn't have had the Shilach, you would know it.
But the fact is that you do have it.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Says Toises, you find similarly in Ezeneshach that if you wouldn't have it, you would. Now there's something more fundamental in Havana here that's a bit difficult. That the Maaseh Posuk says of Shilach, and the Posuk also says of V'er. And what? Why do we need both Pesukim to tell me one to teach me?
Maybe.
Are you gonna want to teach me?
Sure.
One to teach me.
Both of them.
Should not teach me both.
And
so why do I need
to be here? And then we need that to, when it goes on its own.
To go on its own. To go what on its own? What did it do on its own? Both or eating on its own?
Oh, okay, it could be eating, because the is eating on its own, and then you have the Hekesh still to bring.
Rashi learns it's going on eating. And they had the Hekesh, so don't tell me what in regular. So then, Uvir means Shem. So very good, the Bryce. The Bryce makes a lot of sense. Mishirah is Shem and regular. And Uvir is Shem. I don't know if it's Shem because it says Kashivaya, I go around to it. And then you have Hekesh to tell me Shem made this. The Bryce reads very well according to Rashi learned it. We need the Pasuk to tell me what Uvir is because we want to tell me the Pasuk's telling me Shem didn't make it. Yeah. It's like, oh, the Firash, he reads very well. Tosis kind of didn't understand like that because you don't really need the Pasuk to tell me what Shen is, what Via means. Whatever it is, you want to call Via means Shen, it'll be Shen. You want it to be Rega, it'll be Rega. It doesn't really make a difference. We have an extra Pasuk to tell me, Mamina. Call it what you want. If it'll be Shen, you'll learn that Rega from it. If it'll be Rega, you'll learn that Shen from it. If it'll be both, you'll learn that both from it. So you don't really need to describe what Via is. If it's coming to tell me, you should know there's something called Shen that you're chayev for. So you need a brace, you need a post to tell me what the via means. It's coming to be machayev, something new. But once we know you're chayev for Shen, and it's just an extra post to tell me that you're chayev for Meila, so it doesn't really interest me so much if it's referring to Shen or referring to Rega. It doesn't really make a difference. So Meila, that's what this discussion was. Now that we have this posuk telling me B'shilach and Hashem, you don't need any posuk to tell me what Uvir means. Don't need it. And Tosis says, you don't need it. That's the answer to this.
Yeah, but then if you don't have
it,
then how are you going to know on its own?
So, because we have the posuk Uvir. No, there's a posuk Uvir. We don't need the posuk in Melachim to explain it. We don't need the posuk in Melachim to explain to me what
that means. That it means Shem because we already know it's Shem.
Right. We have a couple of minutes spare, so Yossi asked the question on the previous thesis that here it seems to be saying, even though it's a poisonous animal, it's called keren, even though it's normal, right? So Mashah asked that question. Mashah says, Tzachin, Avila nochal shein nenem shichos, so kim the ukhibach, you ever told the regular. Like thesis says it on, is Yasir Vadechik, the Marsha asked that question. So Yasir Machavan to a Marsha. So we got to the end of Chazor. Now we're starting a new part of the Sugya, not yet. We've got a little bit more Gemara still to do. Sorry. Well, it's a few more lines of Gemara. Told of the Shem Mayu. What's it told of Shem? Nischachacha bekoislan also scratching itself. By the two dots, yeah? Nischachacha bekoislan also scratching itself on the wall for its benefit. Timfa peislan also rolling a fruit for its benefit. Those are the toldos. So we now know what the Av of Regal is, the Av of Shem is. And we now know what told of Shem is. So the Gemara says the same type of question we had before. And that could be what the Papa meant the Chayiv. You're not Chayiv, or you're only Chayiv Hatzinezek. On these side of Tolis, how can that be? My Shno Shem. What's the difference between Shem, Tishanola, Ezekiel? The Ba'ab of Shem has a no for what it does. Memoincho, Oshmiyosa Lecho. Hani Nami, these share the same category, characteristics. Hani Nami, Yechanola, Ezekiel. They share the same characteristics exactly. So why would Rav Papa pick these to be not similar to the Av? There's some toldos that are not like the Av. But why would it be these? These are mamish the same as the Av. So you're right. So it can't be the toldo of Shem. And a toldo of the Shem Keshem, it must be. That's the same as Shem. But he came out Papa that said that some toldos are not like the Av must be referring to toldo direct. What's told of the regal? My, what's the told of regal? Ezekiel, begufa de chilucha, Ezekiel, begufa de chilucha, it damaged with its body as it was walking. Besaro, with its head de chilucha while it was walking. Beshlif, with its saddlebag, it damaged Beshlif shalel while it was walking. Beprumbi, with the bill, with the bit that's in its mouth.
Does it say walking?
Oh, very good. Excellent. Very good. Well spotted. I prayed in last time around 3,000. It damaged the bit in its mouth while it was walking. Dragon, right? Dragon is while it's walking. Zug Shibitzavar with its yoke on its shoulder while it was walking. So you have to ask him, why did not say while it was walking in these three? Rashba asks the cash, and Rashba says that something which is part of its body, we use the Loshon Der Chilucha. And these other things are not part of the body. They're on the body. The Bryce didn't use the words derech hiluch. It was while walking, but it's not a natural thing that happens as it's walking. It's not part of its natural body. Derech hiluch is a terminology used for natural state of affairs. The animal's walking, it'll damage. So as it's walking, it'll damage with its regal, with its hair, or with its, what was the third thing? Gufa, so it's gufa, its hair and its legs, obviously, yeah. But shlif shalev, something which is only because something was on it, the Brisa didn't use the word there.
Yeah, but its hair, something is tied to or attached to it.
It's part of the animal. Sarah is part of it.
No, is it the hair that's making contact, or is it the thing that the hair is dragging?
No, the hair. Oh. Hair caps onto something, it breaks it as it drags.
Oh.
It's the hair doing it. So that's okay, the chilucha. It's okay. Part of the natural walking of the animal. Then you have, it's true, as the animal's walking, it will damage. It's not der chilucha, it doesn't use that word.
I thought it was something that if something was attached to its hair and that thing that was attached to its hair broke something
else,
like the tarnival.
Okay, so then those are the toldos. Now we know what the toldos are. Says, well, again, the same kashan, Maishma Regan. Why should the Papa say these are the toldos? They don't share the same din as they have. Maishno Rega, what's the difference between the Av of Rega? The Zeke Motsu. Oh my god. Oshmiyosa Lecha. Haninami Zeke Motsu. Oh my god. Oshmiyosa Lecha. If wherever the animal walks with its tail, it can cause this damage. Wherever the animal walks with its saddle, it can cause this damage. So they're all exactly the same thing. So why would the Papa say on these that they don't share the same thing? Elo told the regal Kirega. Must be the total regal is regal. And her Papa says his name by Boyer. He came our Papa told her the Boyer. And now we're going to go into Sugya of Goy, Yetz Hashem. We have two Mahal Tushan. Is there Rashi? Rabbi Yaakov already pointed out. This is to Rashi. Some Rashi we missed out. Mischachecho bekuisel lan osa. First word in the line is lan osa. It ramped on the wall. But some of the pillows are knocked down the wall. It came for payus lan osa. She nizgalgal alim kider susim vechamoyim. It rolled on them like donkeys and horses and donkeys. Tainu dumi de shen. That's similar to shen. Why? She shanol ezeko. As I know. Maishno shen mehano. What's the difference between shen and these? To come with Miss the proper that you establish what a proper said that some don't have the status of the art, they told of the Shem Reger. Any walk damage caused while walking without Kavana, have a told of the Reger. It's Motsui, then Kamosina has it. Doesn't have intention to cause damage. The Saro, she needs the Kuba Kalim, the Saro. Kalim got stuck to its hair. The Goron, Goroson, and it, the animal dragged them, the Shavroson and broke them.
And they broke them. In this case, I thought maybe we were just walking and her hair is banging the things, dropping them.
Oh, without Kavana. As we do, Hilufa.
Yeah.
You know, this, not the Hilufa. Okay, that's the same thing. Running hair, horse hair, flying, and catch on something. How long would you say? Tear and break it. That might be okay. Yeah, could be. Could be. Knocked off the wall to try to go boss boss type of mono or boss kids are angry. Knocked it and it broke it later on. Is that called serious or not? Or that press on the design on the base. It's a more obvious case, which is certainly Mechai. Maish Norvegel, the Mechai V, the Hezek Motsu.
It's a big shield, no?
Mechai V, the Hezek Motsu.
It's tangled up.
Not Shinny at all.
It's coming.
Yeah, and as that all works, things can get caught to it.
It's his hair.
Shinna means it did something different. It didn't do anything different. Animal walk normally. So, Mietzijan Thursday, we start in the study of the boat. Let's make sure we get out of the boat and not stay in it. Told of the boat, starting from here, told of the boat until on Ahmed base. Rechi Koma Papa told of the Mavi. It's 5-6 lines down at the top of the Ahmed. You have to be my eye a little bit in boy. What exactly is boy? Right? We've had boy in the fifth period, we had it there. Remember when you hit yourself on the boy on the ground, it's going to be negated as well. It's on thesis. We're going to have to get back into that. But what exactly is boy? There's boy of 9th fucking, boy of 10th fucking. We're going to have to back memories. There's a boy of 9th fucking which causes damages, boy of 10 which kills. And we have to see if maybe one's called an out, one's called a taller, maybe not. That's what the Gemara is going to say. They're not. Well, we'll see. It's a shame. Should be well, everyone. We should have sus tevis. Okay.